Social studies is a dull name.
Yeah.
I wish we could come up with a better name for starters. We started out with communication, and that gave us a much clearer focus of what we were trying to do. Is there any way we could do it with well, no, geography doesn't come under that.
Sometimes it's culture. Where people relate and why they relate that way.
Culture is a pretty abstract word, but so... I mean, communication is not an abstract word because it's something that we...
What is social studies? Is it history and geography?
That's what I wanted to do, is go over what we teach and see what we could draw it into that would be more interesting.
World art? The word mad in it, too.
What is it? What does it cover?
It's very encompassing. It's geography. It's history, it's culture, you know, the phenomenon of culture, how man relates to himself and each other. It's arts, or art within that at least, although that's not taught so much.
Sociology and economics and psychology and things like that.
Right, that's quite upper, yeah.
Life sciences, maybe. And why did it change? Because if you live in a flatland, you do differently than if you live on a hilltop.
That's true. So what were we saying? Not the art of living, because we're not doing that, we're doing facts and so on, too. But what is it that they want? What would really interest them? They want to know how to communicate.
It is communication on a world basis.
Well, no, it's finding out. Okay, here's the difference. One is telling other people what you've got to say to them, and the other is learning from other people what they've got to say to you, which isn't communication.
Right.
First is communication is how I can tell you what I have, what I'm trying to tell you. And the other is how I can gain from what you've got to tell me. And that's not telling you how to communicate it to me. It's rather how I can, what is it? It's the complement to communication, isn't it? The one is giving, the other is receiving.
Understanding.
Understanding, man.
I was thinking of it in terms of a broad, generic term that would, we could call it understanding people.
Euphemism.
Cultural thing.
No, that's for PhDs. People that are over the hill.
Why does it need to be a comprehensive one?
Because it ties it in, well, we're trying, yeah, it does, it's better if it is. Mm-hmm. They've tried to do this with education all along, and we're just trying to improve on what they've got. If we have certain broad fields, we can bring in so much that all ties together. First, I've got to know how to communicate. Second, I've got to learn how to absorb. And then the third would be how to relate, I would think. In other words, learning how the Italians do things isn't learning how to relate to the Italians. That's the next stage after learning how they do things. And understanding people is a to me, it's the closest we've come. I don't say it's perfect. Because it's got to include geography, history. History?
People of the world.
People of the world.
People and places, you're just wanting facts.
But it would be more interesting if we had more than facts, wouldn't it? As we were saying earlier. If it could be, what was the word you used? Observation. It could be more interesting if it included that thought somehow. Uh-huh. So that they understood that the whole thrust of what they were learning had to do with not only knowing what was going on, but how they see it. And then relating could be included in this, or it could be a further thing. I think probably, I don't know, it could be a subject in itself.
They get into the real how to live part of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
people and lifestyles.
That's dull, yeah. People, understanding people isn't dull, at least it's interesting.
People, persons, and places.
Understanding people could be tied into history and to geography even, because even though you're talking of the climate in Romania, you're also talking about how that climate affects the people in Romania. So far, I like understanding people best. It gives you a reason for learning whatever you're learning about Ghana and Nigeria. And
not only a reason, but a perspective with that.
Yes.
It helps the mind think that, oh, it's useful to understand something
outside
of me.
Yes, not just gossip. This is what happens in South Africa and so on. It's
or not just self-enclosed. Maybe.
Everything that we'd be studying in this has relevance, even just as it affects people. I kind of like that, the more I think about it. What do you think, Peter?
As long as the people as long as it gets across concept of the world.
Yes, that's what we would tell them at the very beginning, that's what it's about. And then each one of these subjects would be that, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. You study history to understand people. You study geography to understand how different climates affect people. You study the great paintings to see how they express people and the way people live and how valid that is and so on. Yeah, that could be. What do you think?
I like it very much.
You too. Yeah. Communication and understanding people. Okay, let's write it down that way. And people is a word that children use. It's a word they can relate to. And understanding people, I think they even though understanding is sort of a big word, I think
it's something that we can use easily in the lower grades as well, where we can really take social studies. We can get to sort of understanding people comes every day.
Right. And you can tie history into just understanding why so-and-so is crying today.
Would not music go under communication instead of understanding people?
Would which?
Wouldn't music then go under communication rather than understanding people?
Two different kinds of music. One is learning to play and learning to do music, and the other is, again, as Swami was saying, listening to the music that cultures and ages have produced.
Right, and why they do that. And, it's hard to separate them because they're all going to cross over. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of it also that we had such a full schedule under communication that to add more would be depriving it of vital things that we need to get across.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be that the body of arts goes under each one. Who knows? It could be.
It could be. There should be no hesitation to use examples from other spheres of study while teaching any one of them, because if we can show how they all tie together, we have a holistic approach.
Because that's the way they learn life anyway.
Yes. Right. Okay. And so, understanding, I think, your people. Let's get into it.
Okay. We'd start probably with American culture, and especially just local culture. Peter would probably cover that more, just how Ananda works and how town works and how people and businesses and people cooperate and share with each other and offer different skills. And that
really? That's so mental. Do you think they like it at that age? I didn't even like it in high school.
I just probably wouldn't bring it in.
Uh-huh. I think it's too boring.
I see.
It has too little heart in it.
Well, especially if it's done through visiting people. And
but it still gives you the impression that system is what's going to do it. And we know it isn't, and that's the age at which they can learn best that it isn't. You see what I mean?
I do. I understand. Okay.
We did traveling around the world in 80 days kind of thing, where we concentrated on that for 1 week a month. And then during that time, had a trip around the world. Right, you were talking of movements of the earth.
This is geography.
Well, then maybe we'd have to put that under science as well as under people. There are two aspects to geography. But as it affects people, it would be too much to get into how the earth crust moves. But we could get into, to make it fun, a voyage with Marco Polo or that kind of thing, a modern Marco Polo. Have a story that you wove into an odyssey that took you around the world. And as you came to Japan, it would have to be superficial, but that's all that kids need at that age. But tell them about Japan, about the culture, and what can we learn from it. Make that the subject of 1 week a month, maybe. Or it could be, that could be the whole thing 1 week in the month. And the next could be in-depth history of it. But wouldn't that be interesting if we did that?
Following some sort of a theme.
Yes, a theme of a travel. Mm-hmm. Another interesting theme would be to have a time travel. You could read it within the framework of the time machine of H.G. Wells. And this man gets on this machine, and it takes him not only backward in England, but that he can move around with it like a horse or something that would fly in the air and take him to different parts of the world. And so he comes up through history, experiencing these periods of history as a common theme of his own experience. Could be exciting, couldn't it? What's that?
They'd really be
into it. They'd love it. They could identify with that. In fact, we could even write books, textbooks, in this way.
Yes.
To get their imaginations.
You could write a book about a child going around the world, and then during that time, he learns these different things and has a few amusing experiences, mm-hmm. or going through history that he or maybe several children do this.
There are some.
You'd want a girl and a boy, for example, just for starters. But having them land at in England at the time of the Roman conquest, mm-hmm. or all those things. It could be exciting.
There are books like that.
And they could keep referring.
Are there?
Yeah, I read them as children.
Really?
As a child, and I loved them.
Well,
exactly
this is
like
the way
that.
To teach it, I
the
think.
The English has a lot of books.
They would be, you see.
The mountain flips you back, and you're in a certain time, your whole. Kipling did a whole series of children's books.
Really?
Flip back, they go into the end of their garden, and all of a sudden they're in the time of William the Conqueror. And then the whole thing, you know, the beach turns into. Wow.
Well, now, supposing we had them coming up through history this way, that way they could keep on making editorial comments referring them back to the 20th century, mm-hmm. which would put it in a context that would help the student to relate to it rather than just hearing that King Nebuchadnezzar did so-and-so several thousand years ago. It could be exciting. Mm-hmm. Even with younger ages, have coloring books or something. Mm-hmm. That would make it come to life more for them. Mm-hmm. History and geography both could be tied in that way. And the history period could include the arts. If you're teaching it for a week and you're talking about Europe, you could talk about the arts of a particular period, the music if you have time. It would have to be superficial. But it could constantly tie back to modern times, and to people. How would you be if you were living then, for example? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you have some of this outlook? How would you be if you were living there? Wouldn't a very arid climate make you want more color in your life, as I've seen in many arid areas? Did these people who... For example, the people in New Guinea who have the idea that it's a brave thing to stand behind a tree and shoot a child of an enemy tribe with a poison dart. Is that really working for them? Are there not universal things that all people need to learn to live up to? And if they do, they gain. But if they don't, they're the ones who suffer. It could be a wonderful study in comparative values. And then... The thing with America could be tied into a whole week of study rather than a year, intensively, and then a deeper study of America could come later, or, I don't know, maybe because we're Americans we need to go into America in depth.
Something we do need is cultural identity here too.
Yeah, we do.
And our history.
That's true. Every week that we teach this subject, we could bring it up to date and bring it to our own country. So that they draw lessons from it that are immediate. Mm-hmm. That way you can continue to talk about America. Mm-hmm. And then America and the 20th century and where we are right now in history, that kind of thing. Yeah. America does have a destiny. It's a great one. If you think of America in terms of culture, I don't know that we have much to offer. It's still very new and mostly borrowed.
Well, it's interesting.
But if you think of it in relation to the human values that we've brought into focus,
yes.
and the experiments on that level, we've got a lot to tell people. And for instance, how our country has gone out to help other countries, even that attacked it, like Japan and Germany, where other countries have tried to grind them down. And how each time those countries, those enmities have been fanned, and like Germany has come back again and again, stronger each time to beat down the people who tried to destroy her. And what lesson we can learn from that. So in that way, they can be given a lot of pride in America and a sense of her direction and value on the stage of history, relating it to biblical times, Egyptian times, Greek times, European times, etc., rather than as a thing in itself. We usually get a sense of the meaning of something anyway, only in relation to other things. So that way,
We could teach American history every week that we teach understanding people as a part of the studies. All right, now we've studied Greece today. What does that mean to our country? And we talk about aspects of our country's history. What does it mean to us today? We talk about where we're heading and what we can do about the lessons learned and so on. So that way, we don't limit American studies to one week concentrated on America. We scattered it throughout the year. Mm-hmm. That could be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lots of discussion time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I thought I just had two in relation to
great event.
Or event, right.
There's a whole series called You Are There. You remember that series?
No. Yes.
Bring it right back
to the video.
It's possible. I think I have seen it in movie catalogs. I have.
The case of Einstein getting together with the Voltaire, that kind of thing, was it?
Very fascinating, yes.
Wonderful.
And very, very personal.
But that wouldn't do for grade school level. It would just confuse them hopelessly. Big St.
Ben's. There was a whole other set. I know what you're speaking of now. For example, was out on the battlefield and so forth. And this man would interview him. Just personally. There's another series where two people confronted each other. Too.
So I'm sure this has been done, as you say, and we could do it within our own context of drawing meanings from it and relating it to. One thing I'd like to see us use as a constant theme is America's mission. It's time we developed a sense of mission as a country.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, I know you were. That's what we need to do. All right. School isn't the time to go in depth into things.
No.
It's the time to get an overview. High school gives you a more in-depth, and college is where you really go in depth.
Mm-hmm.
So if we took 6 weeks to get across the Atlantic, I'm afraid we...
Yeah, but he loved
it. In terms of how much they'd love is how much they'd learn of our whole culture.
He was about 7th grade, I think.
Yeah?
When he did that. Wasn't it about 7th grade?
It was about... We were basically studying colonization up to the Revolutionary War.
Were you doing this? Was this what Wayne was Dwayne was doing with
so
you?
We took them from England and religious upheavals there, until the colonization period went through up to the Revolution. I mean, it took us about 6 weeks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing was that it was experiential.
Yeah.
With that age, it's really
that's a point.
Friend did it too. He was really little then.
Well, if we have a good thing and it really works, we could add that as a special thing.
Yeah, it was real special.
Yeah. I was thinking if we take 6 weeks to just cross the Atlantic, what are we going to learn?
But they learned so many things along the way.
Yeah, I can see that.
They learned how to trade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had to trade
and
the Indians.
Yeah.
Something like
that.
That could be under the next heading, learning to relate.
Learning to relate.
Huh? Because we've talked of communication, we've talked of understanding people, now relating would be another third subject that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
Relating to be, including foreign languages.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What is the key word
to it? I don't know. Let's think of it, because we want a word that'll be meaningful to children. And relating, I don't think, is a good enough word.
Relationship.